Hey, everybody, just a heads up that Milton will be offering a new class in the new year. This will be a combination technique and script analysis class. It's going to begin on January 6th, and it's an 8-week session. So it runs from January 6th through February 25th. Classes will be held once a week on Saturdays from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time over Zoom. So if you are interested, email Walker, that's me, at questionsformilton@gmail.com. Now, usually when we make these announcements, the classes fill up pretty quick. So the sooner the better. Email me at questionsformilton@gmail.com and we'll get you signed up. Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
I want to address connecting. And this is not so cut and dried and clear. I think connecting when we're talking about a monologue, when we're talking about a scene, when we're talking about a play, when we're talking about anything like that, the connecting is loosely what the writer is trying to say. I mean, here's the thing that I think throws this off. And it hit me because James sent me a video of him doing Something I Love and Something I Hate. What was really interesting, as I said to James in an email, what was better was what he hated than what he loved, which of course we find to be typically true. But here's the thing. I'm wondering how much you really have to connect as a person the way you do as the character. I guess this is my question.
What I was trying to get to is knowing what connection is. You know, so that's what I did. What I did on Monday. Hey, okay, I can connect this to any topic. Just say. I said, okay, now as an actor, I have to connect to Ted Quinn on what he's trying to connect
Yes, but the thing about it is, look, we're in very shaky territory here because there is you. I mean, that's really the issue here. I mean, poor Alex is here doing a play reading. And of course, what we talk about is acting. But I think you, the human being, connect differently. And I don't know, maybe connect is the wrong word. I think it's like you get it, or you get what the writer is trying to say. You get, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to agree with it, but I think you have to have a sense of is what this human being's point of view is, or
just with this, was it? It's just basically empathy.
No, it's not. It's not because no, it's not because you're playing a Nazi and you're playing a Nazi that kills you. Do you see what I mean? It's like there is no empathy.
It's not sympathy. It's just
no.
It's getting like where they're coming from in that moment.
And maybe not. I mean, that's the reason I say as the character, you can easily build. I'm thinking of that moment in the Spielberg movie when he shoots the girl who's telling him how to restructure the concentration camp and rebuild the concentration camp.
Schindler's List.
Yes, there's a moment when he just shoots her. Now, and that's all sorts of things. I mean, I'm watching a PBS series that's just fantastic called World at War. And my favorite subject, World War II. Ruffalo has done a movie that on Netflix that just came out about a blind girl who does a radio broadcast as part of the underground. And the interesting thing about it is that there is a there's a kid who plays a Nazi, but he's sympathetic to her. That's one thing. But the Nazis are not very good. So I'm thinking to myself, why? Why aren't they good? They're not understanding. And they have really hardcore dialogue. But that is something that if you're playing that character from the character's point of view, you have to make as believable as James made believable that he hates walking his dog in the morning. It's like, so the character's point of view is one thing. I'm curious if Karim is playing that part, what do I need him to do in terms of connecting to it or understanding it or maybe not understanding it? Maybe the way you understand it is from, I understand how the filmmaker is using this. I mean, I had an actor once, Canadian actor, of course, who refused, who wouldn't take, we offered him a part in a TV movie we're doing about eight women who went on strike against a bank in Wilmer, Minnesota. It was based on a documentary Lee had directed called The Wilmer Eight. And starred Gene Stapleton, Dinah Manoff, and so, but we wanted the bank manager, and it was an actor somehow or another we knew. I think we had done some other project, or maybe, who knows, anyway. But he wouldn't take the part because the bank manager had a line of dialogue when he said to one of the women, your husband works, what do you need this extra money for? And he was so offended by that line, he said, I can't say a line like that. And I said to him, I said, I don't think you understand. If you play that line really well, it will terrify people that there are people who think that. But he wouldn't buy it. So it's, and I guess it's just because he couldn't bring himself to say that line.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think this is a very not necessarily clear area where your involvement in the play, in the part, is different. And it sort of goes back, by the way, to something which I was discussing with Alex last night, how much easier it is to act when you get older. Because you've just had so much more life. I mean, I'm unspeakably hard on Carson, who's 19, but also I was hard on both Mark Ruffalo and Chris Petrovsky. So, you know, why should he get off the hook? But especially because it's 2023, I mean, what on earth could he possibly know about falling in love? You know, I mean, Romeo makes no sense to him. I mean, he can push it, but it's just like, what could he possibly know? In the same way that Caleb has a better chance of playing Richard III, but not just because he's, what, 25, 26 years old, he's already been married, divorced, and... And so at least he has some kind of emotional connection to some emotions. Anyway, I think we're in very shaky waters here, but really important I mean, I often say you know more than your character knows. So, but I guess the question is, what do I know that my character doesn't know? And in knowing what my character doesn't know, how does it inform the importance of what I'm saying? I mean, as an example, Karim, let's ask you the question, what do you know that Ted Quinn does not know? You personally.
That corporations are dangerous. He was warning us, but it actually happened.
Okay, so you see what I mean? That's an important thing. What you know that he doesn't know is what he said was going to happen happened. But you need to know that. So the actor's contribution to it is important. Major Barbara doesn't know that 100 years from now there's going to be an Iraqi war that's going to make what she says even more vital. But the fact that the actor knows it, I think maybe it adds to the stakes. Maybe that's it. Maybe what it does is add to the stakes the fact that you know that one day there will be an Amazon. And the fact that what Quinn is talking about is right. So it seems to me that maybe what that does is give the actor more of a... It raises the stakes. It's almost horrifying, I mean, for an audience to hear that. Because in their mind, it is something we could have stopped however many years ago that was. God, 90 years ago? Oh my God, is that possible? Jesus. Anyway, I don't know, Karim, I'm not sure that even is what you were asking, but what you asked made me think about it.
Do you remember the first class we had when COVID hit and how everybody was edgy? We didn't know what to expect. I mean, it was like...
So true.
It was not fun.
No, we had no idea what was going to happen or how long. I think there's a lot we can do to grow as people. We can actively grow. But there are other things that we can do that just happen. There are other things that just happen. The entry to Yale was that somebody in the admissions office said, oh my God, if I read one more essay about somebody that spent this, that they spent the summer in a South American village helping the villagers, you know, build a dam or something. But I do know that places like Harvard and Yale, I don't know about Princeton, I'm sure it's true, but they want well-rounded people who have done that kind of work so that they have more a sense of humanity. I don't know. I think we probably should do that with actors as well. You can't be an actor. You don't have enough life. Or as Stella once said to an actress, I swear Jennifer Grey told me this, that when Stella said, what are you pausing for, darling? And she said, well, I'm looking for an action in my life that I can relate to. And Stella said, darling, if we wait for you to find an action in your pitsy caca life, we'll be here all night. So I often think that's true. I just want to address, however, the term relate to, because I think it's important that we know what we're talking about, but we have to figure out what is it that we know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the one thing that we always have to do, the one exploration, the one digging down that we always have to do is answer the question, and that makes me do what? Or that makes me think what? Or that makes me behave how? I mean, it's in other words, I have to figure, I really do have to know what that means. Otherwise, I get kind of lost.
I didn't get that. Oh. Could you try again?
I hate my life.
I'm sorry, you're feeling that way.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice and produced by me, Walker Vreeland. The opening track is by Jeffrey Keezer. It's called Miriam from his album Wildcrafted Live at the Dakota. And the closing track is Green Tea by Vendla. If you could, we would just love it if you would subscribe to the podcast and rate it and review it. You can find us online at idontneedanactingclass.com and on Instagram at idontneedanactingclass. As always, if you have a question or a comment, please email Milton, questionsformilton@gmail.com. And who knows, he might address yours on the podcast. So again, that's questionsformilton@gmail.com. Hope you have a great week. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you back here next time.